Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The United States is not a Christian nation. That's the headline. David James will come to this broadcast table in a moment to explain that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Earlier, we were looking to the past and discussing the Christian heritage of our country with Paul Blair. So I'd like for you to consider the present and the future, especially with regard to dispensationalism.
And I think that's an important discussion to have. I would say that we are not necessarily a Christian country, but there are certainly Christian underpinnings. But what is interesting is that the early founders, we're talking about not the founding fathers, but going back to the Puritans and Pilgrims, they were looking to actually establish a new Jerusalem. And so they were not dispensational in their theology, even though they had a Christian foundation for the way that they live and even the way that the country ended up being founded in terms of what we more recently called a Judeo-Christian ethic. But dispensationalism really didn't become systematized until John Darby came along. The Plymouth Brethren in the 1830s, it began to be, I would say, recovered, because dispensationalism is as old as the New Testament and, in fact, as old as the Bible, but it was lost over the course of the millennia. John Darby and others who joined with him began to recover it in about the 1830s. And actually, I would say that Christianity in the United States, beginning in the late 1800s and on through much of the 20th century, was largely dispensational. And dispensationalism actually laid the foundation for the breakaway from what happened to schools like Harvard, Princeton, the Ivy League schools. What happened to them is they departed from the Word of God. Men wanted to have a biblical foundation for church planting, missions, Christian education. And so actually it was largely led by dispensationalists who first started the Bible Institute movement. Then they established conservative independent seminaries that were independent from mainline denominations. And out of that came the independent Bible church movement. And then worldwide missions that were largely fueled by dispensationalism. So it's really interesting how this all developed, and it's interesting that we're talking about this in light of your discussions with Paul Blair.
David James explaining the statement that America is not a Christian nation and how we should approach our study of the Bible. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Many people say America is a Christian nation. I agree with David James. It is not a Christian nation. However, it was established based upon Christian principles. These were biblical principles from a dispensational approach of interpreting the Word of God. That method of interpretation of the prophetic passages helps us to understand God's plan for the future. That plan at a time that seems to be very quickly approaching. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...